We have Parshas Kisete, a parsha that is replete with mitzvos, full of mitzvos, beginning to end. There's a mitzvah in Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Gimel says as follows. Says the Torah, Lo Yavo Mamzer V'Kal Hashem. We discussed in Shir a little bit this week, we're still giving Mamzer. A Mamzer cannot come into the Kal Hashem. Gam Dor Asiri. Even the 10th generation, Lo Yavo Lo V'Kal Hashem. Also can't come in the Kal Hashem. Lo yavo, says the Torah, lo yavo Amoni u'Moavi b'Kal Hashem. Amon and Moav can't come and marry a Jew. Gam Dor Asiri, the 10th generation, even the 10th generation, Amon and Moavi, lo yavo la'em b'Kal Hashem Adolam, can't join our people forever. Forever. Why not? Harsh, no? Al Divar, says the Torah. Asher lo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech b'teischem b'mitzrayim. Because they didn't greet you with water and bread when you left Mitzrayim. That's number one, says the Torah. And number two, v'asher sachar alecha es Bil'am ben Beor mipsor aram na'arayim l'kal alecha. Because they hired Bil'am to go ahead and curse you, says the Torah in Pasuk Zayin, don't seek out their peace or their goodness. Kol yamecha le'olam, all your days forever. This is a pretty harsh punishment that's given to Amon and Moab. Very harsh. So harsh. Intensely harsh punishment that's lashed out on Amon and Moab. Just to make it a little bit starker. Just to show how harsh this is, Ari. I want to compare this with Amalek. Amalek! Who's Amalek? The worst! Says the Pasuk, Rishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the worst of the worst. And what does the Torah say regarding Amalek? At the end of the parasha, we have the parasha of Amalek, and it says, destroy Amalek! Shimcha Azecha Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim Lo Tishkach. Can Amalek ever join the ranks? Can Amalek ever join the Jewish people?
No.
The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says after a third generation of a convert of Amaleki can go ahead and marry into the Jewish people. The Gemara tells a story that there were certain descendants of Haman who came from Amalek that were Talmidei Chacham that taught Torah in Bnei Brak. So Amalek, who's the worst of the worst, can go ahead and join our nation, but yet, Rabbi Hussai, Amon and Moav can't. This requires explanation. There's plenty to talk about in this topic, and there are plenty of approaches. I'm going to give you food for thought. If you want to look at the Ramban, I don't have time to go through it now. The Ramban has a beautiful pshat right now on this topic, but Rabbi Hussai, I'd like to share with you a gorgeous pshat that I saw in this very nice sefer from Rav Nevinzal. Rav Nevinzal Shlita, who's the Rav of the old city of Yerushalayim, a big Talmud Chacham. Rav Nevinzal suggests the following very, very tremendous, beautiful insight to understand why we're so harsh against Amon and Moav, even as compared to Amalek and Mitzrayim, third generation Egyptian can come into Kalei Yisrael. What's the pshat? What's the difference? Says Rav Nevinzal, you have to understand some fundamental principle. The fundamental principle, fellas, is as follows. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Olam Chesed Yibane, which means the foundation of the world is Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibane, in order to be a pillar of the foundation of this world, a person must be a person, and a nation must be a nation that's rooted in Chesed. Says in Nevinzal, if that's to be understood, so now we can understand very, very simply. Amon and Moab, what was their chet? Their chet was a lack of chesed. The Torah says, they didn't come and give you lechem and mayim when you left Mitzrayim. They weren't kind people. If you're lacking that midah of chesed, you're not going to really have a place in Klal Yisrael. You know why? He doesn't say this, but I think this is a nice addition to what he says. The Gemara says, in Sachem, there's three midos of Klal Yisrael. Three traits that epitomize a Jew. Number one, they're rachmanim. they have mercy. Number two, they're baishonim. They have a midah of busha, proper sense of shame. And number three, we are gomlei chasadim. We are people that do chesed. Well, if that's the case, if Ammon and Moab are the epitome of a lack of chesed, well, a lack of chesed can't come into this people. Because we need to be a people that's rooted, deeply entrenched in the kishkas, in the blood, with chesed. And if lack of chesed is who they are, then that can't become part of Klal Yisrael. Rabosai, Rav Nemetzal in the Sefer quotes from Shalom Shvadron, who was a magid in Yerushalayim. A beautiful insight. An insight that we could all, if we think about it, it could really affect a lot how we look at people and how we look at life and look at the world. Says the Shalom Shadron, an obvious idea, which is that we know. In the world, everybody can fall into one or two categories. Either a giver or a taker. Either a Baal Chesed, or the opposite. Either a Yisrael, the Midah of Klal Yisrael, if you will, or the Midah of Ammon and Moab. He says very simple mashal. He says, Nevinsal, you can have two people that own a store. But they sell the exact same merchandise. They both sell apps for Apple machinery. Gvaldik. Apps! But you know how many worlds apart they are? Worlds and worlds apart. Why? They're both selling the exact same thing. Here's the difference. One of them cares about the customer. One of them realizes, you know what? There's a lot of things, very important apps that are needed on people's phones. I have to give them the service they need. I want to help this guy out. I want to give this person the best service, the best app. If I don't take any money for it, I won't be able to provide the service. I won't be able to feed my family, so I have to take money for it. But it's not about taking, it's about giving. That's one guy. The other guy sees green, sees money, sees an opportunity to make money. A customer walks into the store, what does he see? Bells start ringing, the coins start jingling in his pocket. Here comes money. If I don't give him anything, I won't get my money. But what is he? He's a taker. All he wants to do is take. He wishes he could have the money without giving a thing, because he doesn't want to give a thing. He's not a giver. He's a taker. Says it's also the same exact store. They're selling the same exact merchandise. But they are worlds and worlds apart in terms of their attitude and hashgafa on life. And Rabosai, this applies to so many areas in life, not just the two store owners. It applies in every area, if you think about it in life. There's always people that are givers or takers. You go down to the Chara Ochel. You could be a giver or a taker. What does the giver do? He waits in line patiently. Maybe he'll give a plate to the guy behind him and then take one for himself. What does the taker do? He figures out the best way to get in front of the line. He starts slowly but surely, you know, walking in front of you, and he probably, all of a sudden, how did I get? I'm just talking to this guy, talking to that guy. Wow, it's bagel day, I got the first bagel. Fantastic, that's a taker. He doesn't care about anybody else. He wishes everyone else online would just disappear so he can get his good, delicious bagel first. I both said, that's a taker. That's not a giver. Yesterday, I want to tell you a story that happened to me at Teal. I don't think any of you witnessed this story, I don't think. But it happened to me. I was walking down the Teal. At the beginning of the Teal, we were still, thank God, walking down the hill, not yet up the hill. And some of the Shabbat guys brought a football with you, you may have noticed. Josh Katz, who has a cannon arm, had a ball. Okay, so he's throwing a ball outside. I motioned to Josh without looking around what's in front of me and behind me. Josh, you know, toss me the ball. So Josh puts it exactly where it's supposed to go. Reach out my hands, make their reception. Complete reception.
Check your feet.
My feet are okay. I'm in bounds. Little do I know that right in front of me, in front of my finger, is a thorn bush. And a gigantic thorn went straight into my fourth finger on my left hand. Right under the nail, deep in. I had a reception and a big thorn in my finger also. Ow, it hurt. Ow. Now what happens? See what happens? They were, thank God, I'll be looking on the Teal. They saw that I was in pain. tzaddik, potash, came along, he has good nails, dug his nails into my skin, picked the thorn out, Baruch Hashem, and the blood started to rush down. And then you may have noticed that at the back of the teal there was a guy with a big piece of machinery, big gun. So he came along and he took out, not his gun, thank God, he took out his first aid kit and he cleaned it out and cleaned me up. So potash certainly helped me out. But I want to tell you about four other tzaddikim. Because everyone else saw that I was okay. I'm not blaming them for going on with the deal. But there were four Shendabak guys that stood around me and made sure that I was okay. They didn't leave my side. I'm not great with blood. They didn't leave my side until I was bandaged up. I had to negotiate with the guy. He didn't want to give me a Band-Aid. I don't need a Band-Aid. I'm like, just give me a Band-Aid. He's like, nah, you need the air. I'm like, I need a Band-Aid. Just give me a Band-Aid, please. I got a Band-Aid. I was bandaged up. Maybe they were, 10 minutes behind everybody else by the time they left. There were four tzaddikim. Just said, you know what? One of my rabbeim is in a difficult situation. I'm not going to leave his side until he's okay. I can tell you their names. I'll tell you afterwards. The point of the matter is, you develop. These guys are givers. They're givers. The natural thing, what would I have done? Probably would have continued to walk. I don't blame them for continuing on along. It's a nice deal. Who wants to stay back? A giver says, you know what? I have an opportunity to give somebody now. Somebody could use my support. Wow. That's a giver. And in so many areas in life, fellas, we have a chance to decide whether we're going to be in the giver category or in the taker category. We're going to be the Baal Chesed, the Midah of Gomlei Chasadim, or more like Amon and Moav. I want to just end with the following story. And I'm sorry I'm going a minute over time, but I started late and I'll try to end in another minute or two. My wife reminded me this morning of one of our students. Her name was Aviva Aryeh, Allah Shalom. She passed away a few years ago. Instantly, she came back from Eretz Yisrael. She was mechala down a block. She came back from Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. My wife's student, she taught her in SKA, very close student of hers. Used to babysit my children, wonderful girl. And she was in mechala, came home, developed a staph infection, and a few days later, before Pesach, she passed away. Terrible, tragic story, heart-wrenching story. Still, when I was out yesterday on the Tiyot, I was looking at Harim Nuchos, I saw her kever, I saw the area where her kever is. Still get the chill thinking about it. Shrek. A tremendous girl. And even after she passed away, tons of people in the world have been inspired through her, through her actions. There's something called Maresh Saviva, which is like women that meet every month across the world. Probably in the thousands by now of women that meet together and discuss working on themselves in midos, all in her schuss, all in her memory. My wife reminded me of a story that happened when she was in Chala around 4 years ago. She was a girl that was always, she was a tremendous Ba'alas Chesed. And she was a girl that was looking for opportunities to do Chesed. And when she passed away, they put together a compilation of stories that girls wrote in about her. And a girl wrote in the story that it was the beginning of the school year and she was very timid and very shy, looking around the school, not having too many friends, didn't know where to do, where to go, who to turn to. Aviva approached her with a warm smile and said, "Hi, how are you? What's your name?" And she always, throughout the entire year, gave her a friendly, warm smile that just brightened up her day. And then it was the Chanukah Masiba. They had a Chanukah party. They probably had a Sufganiyah contest. They make a Mechala, like they have a contest about whatever, it doesn't matter, a seminary thing, make a certain Sufganiyah, Shkoyach. And they had dancing, like people have at a Chagiga. They had a Chagiga of dancing. And this girl found herself on the side. And everyone else was kind of dancing, and she wasn't. And Aviva, from across the room, noticed this girl by herself. And she, in an inconspicuous way, went over to her and said the following thing to her. "Hey, you know, it's so funny. And whenever I'm usually dancing, the circle that I'm in usually ends right by me. I see it happen to you also." And she takes her hand and starts dancing with her in the circle, as if like, you know, it happened to me too, don't worry about it. That's brilliance. That's brilliance in chesed. That's gomlei chasadim. That's a person that lives for a chance to be a giver. How can I give? I have a friend in yeshiva that's in a difficult time. How can I help him out? I have a guy from another yeshiva that's trying to acclimate over here, doesn't know too many people. I see him, I notice him. I want to be a Baal Chesed. But also we're defined by Gomlei Chasadim. That's who we are. Jews are Gomlei Chasadim. So I give us a bracha and a charge. Let's be Jews. Let's be Gomlei Chasadim. Let's try our best. Look for opportunities to help others. Have a wonderful Shabbos for us.
I don't have to take it at all.
Alright. Yeah, so I don't really good.
Hey, Dick!